We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow.
California's Governor Jerry Brown does not need a satellite photo to tell the tale of why the drought emergency in California is becoming a full-fledged climate disaster. Little or no snowpack in the area around Lake Tahoe, where the governor is speaking, means snowmelt will not be replenishing the state's reservoirs, some already at record low levels, and so Governor Brown has issued a statewide mandatory water reduction. The State Water Board will reduce water use by 25% through next February through a variety of controversial measures that will affect agricultural, recreational, and residential users. To get a sense of this emergency, we turn now to Jay Lund, director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. Professor Jay Lund, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, is the state able to mobilize to actually achieve this 25% water reduction?
Well, the state water management is really done by local agencies. And so the state is trying to set up mandates and programs to help them increase their levels of conservation and to make it easier, at least politically, for them to make that conservation locally.
And one of the things that's shocking to me is that we've already had a drought emergency. This is an issue that is talked about a lot throughout California in media and certainly at city council meetings and county meetings. But here's what resident Gary Whitlock said to the Associated Press.
I don't think Californians take the drought seriously at all. You know, this has been going on for years. Everybody that I talk to says, oh, well, next year it's going to rain. You know, El Nino's coming. I've heard people say, it's like, you know, this has been 7-8 years this has been going on and it's not getting any better.
Do Californians really believe that they're going to be literally bailed out by the weather here?
Well, maybe eventually, although we're in the habit here of having droughts that sometimes last as long as 6 years and certainly possibly longer. We've seen droughts that last 100 years in the very deep historical record.
So who in California is affected most? I mean, obviously the population centers are more vulnerable, but what's the sort of difference as you go from north to south in the state?
Well, California is a dry Mediterranean climate. So I like to tell my students that every year California has a worse drought than the eastern part of the United States has ever seen in history, just because we have a very, very dry summer anyway. So California has built a very large system of water management and reservoirs and aquifer sets of wells to make up for that seasonal drought that we have every year. This drought is now in its fourth year, is essentially a long extension of that. And we do pretty well with 1 or 2 year droughts or 3 year droughts. 3 and 4 year droughts, as they're getting this dry, they're going to start to impinge on us. Agriculture is going to be the first hit and hit the most, I think, aside from some small rural communities. Most of the cities are doing pretty well so far. Last year, Santa Cruz was quite dry, but I think this year they'll be in better shape. They got some good rainstorms earlier this year.
And when we talk about that impingement, it is the case that water equals jobs. Here's Joe Del Bosque, who's a Central Valley farmer.
Our payroll that we paid out was probably 20% less than normal. So that tells me that, you know, all of the workers come from places like Mendota, Fireball, and Los Banos. Those cities got that much less income or money coming into the community.
So economic development is down because of the water. And what does that mean for conservation as far as residential use is concerned, if we could handle both of those issues before we go?
Well, I think conservation is going to help a little bit. Most of the water use in California, human water use in California, is agricultural. And so urban water conservation, it does help with the agricultural water availability and the jobs, but it doesn't solve it by itself, particularly in the parts of California where your interviewee was from. They're really stuck in terms of it being very dry down there, and there being limited ways of moving water to that part of the state from places that have a little bit more water.
Jay Lund is director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. Jay, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.